Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Kuf Lamed Hei, Sifim Yud Beis through Yud Dalid. We're going to talk about a city of all Kohanim and also moving a Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Yud Beis, Ir Shekula Kohanim, if you have a city of only Kohanim, Im Yash Yisrael Echad Beinehem, if there's one Yisrael, then also Yisrael Korei Rishon Mipnei Darkei Shalom. That Yisrael gets the first Aliyah in order to maintain the peace. So under what circumstances does this halacha apply? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Mem Gimel, Vayinu davka kasheim shot gam kein Levi klal. This is only if there's no other Levi. She'in yecholun yiskayim kaseder she'tiknu chazal. So it's impossible to follow the order of Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. V'al kein tov l'shanos mipnei ha'shalom. So it's best to change up the normal order, and instead of giving the first aliyah to a Kohen, you give it to a Yisrael in order to avoid fights between the Kohanim. Avalim yasham o Levi achad. But if there is one Levi, yikru kaseder ha'mishnah Kohen Levi Yisrael. So if there is a Levi, so then the normal order should be followed. You should call up a Kohen, then a Levi, and then a Yisrael. Ve'acharkach es ha'sha'ar yikru Kohanim. And afterwards, the rest of the Aliyos can be given to Kohanim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Mem Dalid Yisrael Echad Beinayim, if there's one Yisrael, Avalim Yashnei Yisraelim, but if there are two Yisraelim in town, V'kol Shekin Yoser, certainly if there are even more than two, so then Hu Bechlam Asher Kosav HaShulchan Aruch HaKarkach She'in Bohem Yisrael Kedei Sipukam. So then this scenario would be included in what the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, that there is not sufficient, there isn't sufficient Yisrael. V'alkin Yikra HaKoin Betchila. So then the Kohen should get the first Aliyah. V'gam yikra ha-Kohen b'makom Levi. That Kohen should also get Levi. V'achar kach yikru ha-Yisraelim. Then you call up the Yisraelim. V'yeser ha-Aliyos ha-Shlimu b'Kohanim. And the rest you give to the Kohanim. V'im yesh ne Leviim u'shnei Yisraelim. What if you have two Leviim and two Yisraelim? Korei Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. You call up the regular order. V'achar kach od Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. Then you repeat the regular order. V'Kohen Korei Shvi'i. And then the Kohen gets the last Aliyah. V'chol shekin yeser Aliyos ha-Nosafos. And certainly all additional aliyos. Mem hei, mipnei darkei shalom. Why is it that we give the Yisrael Rishon if everybody else is a Kohen? Shalo yomar kol echa dama ata kore Rishon yoser mimeni. So that each of the Kohanim doesn't say to each other, why are you getting Rishon more than I? Why do you deserve it more than I do? V'hu adin kishiyash rak Levi echad bi'ir shakula Kohanim. Similarly, if there's one Levi in a city of all Kohanim, also Levi kore Rishon mehai taima. That Levi gets the first aliyah for the very same reason. Im ein sham Kohanim u'Leviim. If there's only Kohanim and Leviim, yikar Kohen achar Kohen behefsek Levi min time. So then you should go Kohen Levi, Kohen Levi, Kohen Levi. Kohen shehu avel ve'in Kohen acher beveis haknesses. If there's a Kohen who is an avel and there is no other Kohen in shul, b'Shabbos muter lekor lekohen. On Shabbos you can call him up for the aliyah. Shelo yanira ka'avilos b'farhesu, because we don't want it to seem that he is demonstrating his avelos in public. Uvachol, however, during the week lo yale, he should not go up during the week. The avel also b'divrei Torah, because it's forbidden for an avel to learn Torah. U'mikomakom bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos, whether during the week or whether on Shabbos, yoser tov sheyetzi mitchila mibis haknesses v'yikru uli Yisrael uli Levi b'makom kohen. It's best for the avel to leave the shul and instead to call up a Yisrael or a Levi for Rishon instead of the kohen. So what if one who always receives shlishi is an avel? So in footnote 51, it's quoted from Yoredea, Simin Taf, Seif Aleph, there Abinu Tam had the practice that he would go up for Shlishi, because otherwise it would seem like Avelos Befarhesya. However, the Marshal and Ayin Aleph and Sharei Ephraim as well say that he does not go up for Shlishi, and that is our Minhag. What if the Avel is a Baal Bris? So you have a Machlokas Hachronim here. The Pri Chadosh says that he should receive an Aliyah. Shami Tzibur says he should receive an Aliyah only if the Bris is in Shul. And the Marshal and the Taz side with him not receiving an Aliyah. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Reishu Tes Beis, as well as Rav Nissen Karel, it say, like the Mishneh Berurah over here, that it's best for him to leave the shul and not be present for Kriyas HaTorah. What if the Avel is a Chasan? So the Stei Chemet says that he receives an Aliyah. Rav Nissen Karel, it says the same as the Baal Bris, that he should not be in shul for Kriyas HaTorah. May an Avel receive an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av? Because on Tisha B'Av, everybody is prohibited to learn. So maybe there's no Avelos Bifar Hesya. So the Shari Tshuva and Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Aleph says that yes, the Avel can receive an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. However, Rav Chaim Palagi says that it's only if necessary. And when should an Avel leave the shul if he's going to leave the shul? In footnote 53, it's quoted from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he should leave before the Sefer Torah is taken out. From the Shari Ephraim says he needs to leave only before Kriyas HaTorah begins. Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Yud Beis, V'chol she'in bohem Yisrael k'dei sipukam, if there isn't sufficient Yisrael in town, o she'in sham Yisrael klal, or there isn't a Yisrael at all. So then kore kohen achar kohen, so then you call a kohen back to back, she'in sham mishum pegam, because in that case, there's no concern for a suspected status, she'akol yodim she'in sham ela kohanim, because everybody knows that the only people there are kohanim, v'hu adin the ir shakulu levim, all of this applies to a city of all levim as well. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Seif Yud Gimel, in Katan Kori Batorah B'tzibur B'simen Reish Pei Beis, Amein Kohen El Asuma Osha Inobaki B'simen Kuf Lametes. The Shulchan Aruch over here points our attention to different simonim. Simen Reish Pei Beis, we're going to talk about whether a Katan can get an Aliyah, and in Simen Kuf Lametes, we're going to talk about Aliyos for the blind and for those who are ignorant or not knowledgeable and are unable to read. Yod Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bnei Adam haChavushin beviso asurin." If you have people who are unfortunately locked up in jail, ein mevien atzlam sefer Torah afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. We don't bring a sefer Torah to them, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Rama adds, "Vahinu davka b'shas hakriya levat." That is the case when you're bringing the Sefer Torah during the time for reading. Aval imechidim lo Sefer Torah, yoma yomayim kodem, if you prepare a Sefer Torah for them 1 or 2 days in advance, so then that would be mutter. Ve'im hu adam chashuv, b'chol inyan shari. And the Rama says that if you're bringing a Sefer Torah for a very important person, so then that would be permitted as well. So to whom else does this halacha apply? The Mishnah Berurah says in Mem Vav, ha'chavushin b'veisu asurin v'hu adin l'chola. That also applies to moving a Sefer Torah for someone who is sick. We don't do that without preparation. V'yash cholkin b'zeh, there are others who disagree, however, came unto anusim him, because those who are in jail or those who are sick are unable to come to shul, and therefore the Sefer Torah may be moved on their behalf. U'bevharsha zachar shu daraisa b'vada yash lahakel. For parsha zachar, for daraisa reading, certainly we can be lenient to bring a Sefer Torah. V'after du'adin gam b'parshas para, that can also be done perhaps for parshas para. However, this should not be done for an individual, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 55, and it should only be done if the majority of the minyan has yet to hear the parsha. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, also in footnote 55. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Zayin, in Mevi'in v'chulei k'dei likros ba ba'asara. We don't move a Sefer Torah in order to have a minyan to read it. V'atam, the reason why, shezilzul hu la Sefer Torah leholicha el anashim shatzvichin la. It's a disgrace to the Sefer Torah to bring it to the people who need it. Ki kevoda sheyelchu anashim ileha. The honor, the dignity of the Sefer Torah is for the opposite to transpire, for the people to come to it, not for it to go to the people. V'ayin v'vir alacha shakasavnu didavka kashayin shal masara. Mutter. The halacha says that if there are 10 people who are locked up in jail, so then it would be permitted to move the sefer to them. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Ches, afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Actually, before we get to that, to what type of sefer Torah does this halacha apply? So the Nota B'Yehuda in our Chaim Simin Tes says that it applies even to a sefer Torah that is puzzle. And does it help to move a Sefer Torah within an Arnon? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Eredei Chilek Beisim in Tzadi Aleph says it doesn't help. Even moving within an Arnon would be included in this prohibition. Now to the Mishnah Berurah in Memches. Sumash Ahochin Mibis HaKnesses Minyan Anoshim Le'izah Bayis. The practice that some people have, that a minyan of people go to a certain house, V'nosin Sefer Torah Imarim K'dei Likrosham, they carry Sefer Torah with them in order to read it there, V'adai Eino Nachon, that is not proper. The Ha'efshir Lohem L'shmoa HaKriya Bibis HaKnesses. It's possible for them to go to shul to hear the leaning. There are those who try to justify the practice. Because everybody wants to get an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah says that that's not sufficient basis to disgrace the Sefer Torah by moving it from the shul. Especially on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the practice is to sell the aliyos, apirov, gormim b'zeh hefseh d'achnaso shal tzedakah. When people do this, they make a separate minyanim and they bring Sefer Torah from the shul to the houses. They cause a monetary loss to the shuls. Achein im gam hi mocher na mitzvos. If they also are going to sell their aliyos in the houses, umisrabai de zachnasa shal tzedakah, and then there'll be actually a gain, a profit of tzedakah for the shuls. So then mistabra shein na'achmin b'zeh. So then we don't have to be stringent about this. Umikomakom atovim yuchlu l'kba shamakom l'sefer Torah alizes man katzer uchedil l'kameh. However, what would be best is for them to affix a certain place for the Sefer Torah for a short amount of time, as we will see in just a moment. Now, may a Sefer Torah be moved from room to room within one shul? So the Gra and Maaseh Rav Kuf Chav Tes is quoted as saying that this should not be done. However, many other Achronim, the Beis Sha'arim, Das Kedoshim, they say that this would be permitted, but it's best to limit the movement as much as possible. So in what cases does preparation permit the moving of the Sefer Torah? The Mishnah Berurah and Mem Tes says, Yomo Yomayim Kodem, V'achronim Eskimu Du Adinim Heichin Makom LeSefer Torah Ba'usa Yom, She'imunach Sham Yomo Yomayim, Teshapir Dami. The Achronim agree that even if you prepare the place for the Sefer Torah on the day you're going to read it, as long as it's left there for a day or two, so then that would be sufficient. As long as you leave it in the place that was prepared for it prior to the reading. When it comes to the time for laning, you take it out, you lean, then you place the Sefer Torah back. Because in that case, it's not so recognizable that you move the Sefer Torah just for the purpose of laning it. It seems rather that you created a new place, a new home for the Sefer Torah for that short amount of time. Vemu Adam Chashuv, who's an Adam Chashuv, wrote Salomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gadol Batorah, someone who's a great in Torah. The Adar Abba, HaTorah Misali, Sayyidei Anoshim Gedolim, Palav Zil Zoletzla. When you bring a Sefer Torah to a big Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Batorah, so then the Torah is elevated by such people, it's not a disgrace for it. Vayim B'Sefer Shemen Amor, Shemen Amor writes, the B'Chashuv Afilu Eino Arush Shari. When it comes to such an important person, even if it's not a case of absolute need, it would still be permitted. However, there are those who are stringent. If all that we have is an Adam Chashuv, and you don't also have an Ones, and therefore it's best to prepare a certain place. The Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Aleph B'chol Inyan Shari. The Ramah is saying Haynu Afilu B'li Achanas Makom. The Ramah says that for an Adam Chashuv, even without preparing a place, you could move the Sefer Torah. Now, may a Sefer Torah be moved to a house that has a minion for a chasson during his Sheva Rachos during Zayin Amei Mishnah? Igros Moshe in Arachaim Chelakav Siman Lamed Aleph says that in that case it would be permitted because the relatives of the chasson want to receive Aliyos, and also chasson Doma Lamelech, and therefore he's considered like an Adam Chashuv. However, the Maharsham disagrees and says that the Sefer Torah should not be moved even in that case. Can a Sefer Torah be moved for the purpose of Tefillah, like during Slichos, when we should have a Sefer Torah in the Aron for Shema Kolenu and Avinu Malkenu? Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 61 is quoted as having said that yes, it can be moved for that purpose. And is there a minimum number of krios that needs to be done in order to justify the moving of the Sefer Torah? Reb Shlomo Zalman says no. However, there is a practice that the Aruch HaShulchan references, and Reb Moshe Feinstein, and Uradeh, Chilak Dalet, Samach Aleph, and Rav Yashiv, that we try to have three krios, three lanings, in order to justify the moving of a Sefer Torah. Next time around, Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue with Simin Kuf Lamed Vav. Have a wonderful day.